This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you may be seated. It's common occurrence in Africa, or parts of Africa, certainly when I was also in the Diocese of Tuliar, that when a person would get up to speak, or that could be a lay person, that could be a priest, and even a bishop, they would raise their right hand and say, Drauni Tumpu, which means praise the Lord, and everyone else would say amen. Drauni Tumpu. Thank you, I feel right at home. A number of years ago, when we were looking at starting this new diocese of Tuliar, it was very apparent that I was in way over my head starting a new diocese. How many of you have started a new diocese before? Raise your hand. See? So we're in the same category there. And so when the time came and we became our new diocese, and one of the things that we wanted to do was bring everybody together, bring all our clergy and significant leaders together, and to begin the process to set up a strategic plan. And so we met for 3 days. And I wasn't quite sure how things were going, but trusting in the Lord that something fruitful would come out of it. And within the first day or so, we came up with our mission statement, which was quite powerful, because we just didn't know what we were going to be doing and so on, and we were seeking the Lord's hand. And it was a very short phrase at the end of the day, and that we came up with, and it was called Mitumbu Mandrusu Awamni Christi. And so it was to grow and to multiply in Christ. And after a while, when I started traveling to the parishes and the churches, I would always begin Mitumbu, and they would always get Mitumbu Mandrusu Awamni Christi. And there became a buy-in not only at the central level, but also throughout the parishes, that they saw that they had something that they could participate in, and that it was something that they could be part of. And this was all part of the strategic plan, the mission of the diocese. And as I'm looking at the passage today from Mark, chapter 16, this is part of the mission of God. Sometimes people call the Great Commission. And normally people only think about Matthew 28 as the Great Commission. But there are four Gospels. And each one of the Gospels has a little, they have something about the Great Commission as well, with a little twist to it, but yet there's something there. And this is Mark's presentation of the Great Commission. And today I'm just going to look at one sentence here. So it's not the whole thing, but it's just one sentence that I'm looking at. And it says in verse 15, as Jesus was speaking to his disciples, he said to them, go into all the world. And according to the NIV that I'm reading from, it says, and preach the good news to all creation. So go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. I'm going to look at the second phrase there. There's two phrases, but the second phrase first, I'm going to begin to preach the good news to all creation. Now, I like the RSV version. I like the version, the NRSV that's today. It's proclaim. See, when people read, when it says preach, who's going to get excited about going and preaching? You know, I mean, some of us do, but others feel intimidated by it. I mean, right? You know, how many times do people say, he was a bit preachy? You know, I mean, it kind of has this negative connotation to it. But in the original Greek, it's about proclaiming, it's about declaring, it's about announcing. Now, during that time, of Christ's time, during declarations were made. It wasn't uncommon that the governor would get, if the governor had declared something, that he would send it out to the villages and also the cities. And so it would be read out to the people. And I'm reminded in Madagascar that when times came for me, I would send out a pastoral letter. And I know that when that I written that pastoral letter, that letter would be read the following Sunday in each one of the churches. It was a time where I was able to encourage people and to be focused on the gospel and what God was doing. And if we were going through difficult times, we could get through this together. Declaring. But I like also the idea of announcing. Announcing. I mean, that doesn't seem to be threatening, or does it? To make an announcement, to get up and read something. I mean, people. When it comes to like, I'll give an announcement. We see their character and their personality come out. And I think that's what we're looking for here. That when we go. It's not this to be this preachy thing, but it's announcing. It's announcing something that's beyond us, but it's making that announcement of something. And so, what is that announcement that we're making? Because the announcement part, the declaring part, the proclaiming part, that's in the imperative form. So that's the focus of this particular verse. And so we need to know that we can participate in that announcement. And so what are we to announce? But Mark seems to be very simple and straightforward. And I like it when people inform me right in the beginning what's happening. And that's what Mark does. Mark chapter 1, verse 1, what does it say? In the beginning of the gospel. Now, you need to understand, when you see gospel in the Bible and you see good news, that's the same word. That's the same word that's being used. So we can say, in the beginning of the good news about who? Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So the good news is about Jesus. So when we talk about proclaiming and we talk about announcing, it's not announcing us, it's announcing Jesus Christ. That he is the good news. And then in verse 15 it says that when Jesus was speaking, the time has come. He said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. So Jesus was asking his disciples before he ascends into heaven, that he wants them to announce, to declare the good news. His life. His transforming life. That the good news was that Jesus Christ died on the cross. Jesus never sinned. But you and I, we don't meet that same standard, do we? That we have fallen short. That we've made mistakes and that we have sinned. But in God's wonderful plan through Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ would come and he would take the cross upon himself. That he would take the sins of the whole world, the sins of the past, the present, and the future, and he would put them upon himself and he would suffer for you and I because of the great love that he has for you and I, in order for us to be reconciled back to God. And that's love. And that's the good news that we share, that it transforms our lives in such a way that when people see us and they come in contact with us, they're drawn closer to God through Jesus. And so that's the good news. That's what we announce. That's what we proclaim. And it's not only here on Sunday where we come together, but it's in the other 6 days of our lives that we can make a difference because we're God's children. And so that's part of the good news that you and I get to participate in. And I know that when we're looking for it, it happens. When we're intentional about it, things happen. And we're able to share. We're able to announce the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're to do that to all creation. And that's our challenge, is to do it to all creation. And then the first phrase says, go into all the world. Go into all the world. Actually, in the Greek there, go, it says, while you are going. So it's not a negotiation. It's not a command. Go! It's part of innate within us that when God calls us, we're ready to go. Or we're going, we're doing it. I'm going to work today. Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'll do it. I'm going to the gas station. I'm going to see my family. It's part of who we're. But the whole thing is, it's while we are going. While are you going? So my question for you all is, where are you going? Where are you going? Because as we go, you know, we come in contact with people. And when we find out where we're going and why we're going, you know, we can do that. But in our lives, we have lives that are full of distractions, I say. I kind of look at detours. Detours is where it brings us closer to God. Distractions kind of move us away from God. And so we get the opportunity to go because God's called us. Why are we going? And so God sent Patsy and I to Madagascar. It wasn't punishment. It was part of where God had called us to go. Go into the whole world. There in the Greek is the cosmos. That every place to go is open to us. And it's not only the local community here. It's not only internally here in the parish. But it's also to the uttermost parts of the world. Globally, in Madagascar. And I'm happy to say that St. Joseph's has been there with us for the last 30 plus years. And some of you thought it was time, and you sent Father Marty. I don't know if some of you were trying to get rid of him, but you sent him to Madagascar. And we had a wonderful, blessed experience, even though his clothes never made it. But where are you going? The opportunities that we have to go and to announce the good news is endless. And you all have supported us for the last 30 years. And I can't even begin to count the impact that's taken place. The opening of the 10 dispensaries. The starting up of 150 churches. The tens of thousands of people who have come to Christ. But that was part of a partnership that you all had with the McGregors. What would that be like if you had another partnership with other missionaries? And maybe you already do that. What would happen if you could raise someone up from within St. Joseph's to go out as a missionary? It is endless for us. And so Jesus said to his disciples to go into all the world. You know, some of us take vacations. Why not have that as an opportunity to share? Things happen. Allow them to happen and give God the glory. And to proclaim, declare, announce the good news to all creation. And so that has been carried on for the last 2,000 years. And you and I are disciples of Christ. It gives us an opportunity to participate in that. To participate in the Great Commission. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.